With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump wants to lower Biden-era fuel economy requirements for new cars and trucks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The administration has announced plans to roll back fuel economy standards for light-duty vehicles.
It was ridiculous, very expensive. It put tremendous upward pressure on car prices.
The transportation secretary said the Biden-era rules aimed at limiting air pollution were completely unattainable for automakers. If the plan is approved, new vehicles would need to average roughly 34 miles per gallon instead of 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has addressed 1,000 pastors and church leaders from the United States visiting the Holy Land. He urged them to proclaim the biblical truth about God's promises to the Jewish people from the pulpit.
Scripture may very visibly say that this is the land that God gave to the Jewish people. And he said he will bless those who bless Israel, but he will curse those who curse Israel. We sometimes talk about the blessings, but we should also warn people of the curse. We should warn people that God will not be mocked.
Ambassador Huckabee says that speaking this biblical truth will push back against false descriptions of Israel presented in the popular press. The Department of Homeland Security has launched a new immigration crackdown in New Orleans. A Homeland Security official says the operation that got underway Wednesday targets violent criminals. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points, the Nasdaq rose 40, the S&P advanced 20. This is SRN News. The incoming mayor of New York has added a transgender former rabbi to his transition team.
Zoran Mamdani says Abby Stein, a man living as a woman, will join the panel as he prepares to be sworn in next year. Stein, who had been a practicing Orthodox Jew, came out as a woman and an atheist in 2015. He was a leader in efforts to get New York's Jewish voters to support Mamdani, despite his anti-Israel rhetoric. The new mayor has made a lot of promises to the LGBT community, including a $3 million trans workforce development program. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new book illuminates a little-known aspect of Russia's history, its post-war anti-Semitic purges. In the mid-1950s, Russian officials carried out a wave of state-sponsored anti-Semitism, including the purge of Jews from multiple occupations that limited their professional and educational opportunities. Wendy Goldman's book is called Stalin's Final Terror, SRN News. A bill to regulate college athletics is gaining key supporters on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The White House and U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee have each lent support for a bill designed to regulate college sports that has been criticized by opponents as a giveaway to the NCAA and its most powerful schools. The House is expected to vote on the SCORE Act later this week. The NCAA-backed legislation has broad support from Republicans, but is widely disliked by Democrats, who would need to provide at least 7 votes to pass it in the Senate. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Dallas Cowboys' 31-28 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day was the most watched regular season game in NFL history. CBS reports the game averaged 57.23 million viewers. More details at srnnews.com.